The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio this morning on the 10th of July. Broadcasting live from KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. 7:05 in news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here with me.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today we get Steve Bade, who is the assistant city manager in charge of the downtown renovations and other things.
Nice. It's Thursday already.
Yeah, huh?
It's Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah, Steve's going to come on at 8. And I've got questions, you know, about what's going on and, you know, how's it happening. I think I'm not sure if this is the first time Steve's been on. He may have been on years ago, but then if it was last week, I have a tough time remembering. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that and talking about where our city's going from somebody that's intimately involved with the city. So how are you doing?
Doing good. And
that's it? Just doing good?
Yeah.
How's bliss?
Everybody's good.
Is she walking yet?
No.
She's not walking. She's talking.
Kinda. It's like rah rah rah. And then,
rah rah rah. Yeah. And how old is she now?
Now she's 5.5 weeks.
5.5 weeks, not walking yet. I'd start worrying.
I know.
I'd take her to a childhood development specialist. That she's not. Well, you know, Cameron Middleton was really upset with his 3-year-old that was not out looking for a job, and he was trying to find a 3-year-old job, and it's not easy. Or maybe it was 2.5. I'm not sure. But he says the biggest disappointment in the child that wasn't working at age 2.5. So anyway, we got any special days here?
Well, National Pina Colada Day.
Well, you know. Okay.
And National Kitten Day.
National Kitten Day? Well, I tell you why it's National Kitten Day, because this is the time of the year that that Haven Humane is inundated with kittens. Oh, yeah. In the last couple months. I mean, there's kittens everywhere, and their kitten nursery, and they've got people fostering kittens. And if you're looking for a kitten, this is the time to go down to Haven Humane. And I think they've got, I'm not positive, but I think they may be free adoptions during this time. And I have to check that out. Check that out if it's free adoptions down at Haven Humane for like 2 weeks. So this may be the time to do it. Because I tell you what, we adopted, what's-his-face, Buford. And we've never looked back. He's been a good dog. And, you know, he is not the type of dog that sits there and goes to the door and goes, woof, woof, take me out. No, he doesn't do that. He's very subtle. Like, I knew last night there's something going on, so I took him outside, and you know, he pees. But I could tell maybe there was more to this, and because he was kind of restless. And then about 12:30, he gets up and he paces, and he never does that. He's always asleep in his bed all night long. Doesn't get up. Just perfect dog when it comes to that. But he got up and started walking around, and Linda woke up. I woke up too, but I stayed in bed longer than she did. She gets up and takes him out. Yeah, he did his thing. Then he came back in and laid down again. And so he lets you know, but he doesn't whine or bark. He just kind of paces. And maybe it's a little subtle, but because it's so different, we know. Okay. He didn't get his walk last night because we were out. So I think that was it.
Got to burn some calories.
Yeah.
And you're right. Free adoption the 5th. So we're 5 days in until the 19th. So you got 9 days left for free
adoption.
9 days
left. Yeah, because today's the 10th.
And they have the pictures and the names of what animals are available.
Well, they're all available, I imagine.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Toffee. But, Toffee looks cool.
Yeah.
A shepherd.
Well, they've got some great animals down there. I could just say is that, you know, Buford was in Haven Humane for 72 days and came out and just, well, you know Buford. Hey, today, areas of smoke, sunny and hot with a high near 106. Tomorrow, 110 degrees. Okay. When it hits 110 is when I start paying attention. All right. 107, 108, sissies out there. 110? Okay. Now I start paying attention. So that's going to be Friday and Saturday 110 and Sunday 110 and Monday 110. Then it starts going down again to 106 on Tuesday and Wednesday it gets all the way down to 102.
Some relief.
3 days of 110. Now see, when it says 110, it could be 112. Now we're talking some heat here. So be aware, my friends. You know, one of the things you learn when I first went into the Marine Corps and we went on, when I went to OCS and finished that, then I went to the basic school and that's where all the Marine Corps lieutenants go to for like 6 months for training and, you know, getting all your uniforms and all those kind of things. We would, you know, it was pretty physically demanding and we did a 25 mile hike. And in those days, it was water rationing. Conserve your water. Conserve your water. You go out with two canteens, and there'd be the water buffalo following you around. But conserve your water. Well, it didn't take much long. Take your salt tabs. Conserve your water. Well, it didn't take much long after that before we realized that's stupid. That's stupid. No, just drink all the water you can and keep yourself hydrated. And that's so important when you're out here and it's 106, 108, 110, 112 is, first of all, beware of putting your hands on anything metal that's been out in the sun. Also, drink as many, you know, as much water as you can. Keep yourself hydrated because it's just going to suck it out of you. So hydrate is what I'm saying for this weekend. The weather reports, not the weather. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people down there, the Kinney family. Can't say enough about them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Today, July 10th. What happened? Okay, wake up out there. I'm going to give a free car wash, platinum car wash, top of the line from Quick and Clean, and $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks to the person who calls, first person who calls and tells me what happened July 13th. July 13th. I'm not going to tell you what year, but what happened July 13th? Last year, July 13th. First person that calls, 605-4567, and tells me what happened on July 13th last year. Okay? And you've got 3 minutes to do that. Let's talk about the green fire that's going on. It's up there at Lake Shasta, north of Lake Shasta. 3,700 acres, evacuation warnings going. It's going to it's evacuation warnings, enclosures in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. And like I said, it's 3,700 acres now. And they're also in trying to build containment. And yesterday you missed this. We talked the difference between containment and
Stopping forward progress.
No, it's containment and they have to come on the line and tell us what it was. When they contain the fire and then, you know, and they've got it, encircled, trying to contain the fire. It means they're going to have, you know, the fire's been encircled. It's got roads and all things around it. And then the, they've got firefighters on the line now. On the perimeter of it. And it's going to make things even worse. They're saying it's 107, which makes the dry vegetation even drier. And they advise people to avoid fire areas and watch for emergency vehicles. So you can possibly imagine that. And it's went out. It's zero containment on the green fire at burning west of Interstate 5. This is as of Wednesday afternoon. And west of Montgomery Creek and Round Mountain. And it's growing mostly on the north border east of Chirp Chatter Campground. And they're trying to keep the fire north of the Pitt River, east of the Dallas Creek, and west of the 27 Road between Fender's Ferry Bridge and Goose Gap, if you're familiar with that area up there. So, okay, so who's that? I can't read that.
We got Chris on the line.
Chris, what happened July 13th last year?
That's when Trump was shot.
There you go. You just won a great car wash and $20 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks. We'll put your name on there. Make sure we get your phone number so we can give you a call.
Okay, so you're going to transfer me back?
Yep.
You're going right back. You're going right back to Davey. Okay. And that, as soon as you get that information, wave your hand at me so we can take a break. But that's just one of the fires, and you can smell the smoke. The and with it being hot like this, getting hot like this, dries out everything even more so, and the wind blows, and then so be careful out there. And it's not just around the green fire area. Don't do silly things. Don't cut your grass. Don't do things that could spark. If you're hauling a trailer, and a lot of us haul trailers, make sure that chain is up and is not dragging. Make sure it's fastened correctly. And in some cases, you can buy chain covers for it, for your chains if you're pulling a trailer. And I'm not talking about just horse trailers or house trailers. You know, sometimes the utility trailers, they've got chains on them too. So just be aware of that. Get the sparks going, and you're out there alongside the road, and it only takes one or two of them, and it could really get things going in various areas around there, around the North State. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about, it was a year ago, July 13th, when President Trump and the assassination attempt, and we're going to talk about the aftermath now, because some things have happened, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. What happened to the Secret Service? There were ramifications.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed & Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed & Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If you like pina colada,
National Pina Colada Day. I was wondering if you were going to play that one. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at Carlbot. It is 7:21 in the morning here on the 10th of July, and this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, for a variety of reasons, mainly because of denials, you're being ignored, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You talk to Patrick Gorman. Maybe you don't talk to him that instant, but he's going to get back to you within that day or the next day. And work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. If you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, that you rate under your plans there, you may need some help, and that's Patrick Gorman, a veteran, former law enforcement, has built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento over the last 5 years, based out of Palo Cedro. You need somebody that's going to fight for you. And let me tell you, Patrick's a scrapper. And he's going to listen to your case. And it may be in some cases he goes, well, look, you know what? Yes, it's taking time, but they're doing everything they should be doing. However, if they're not, that's when Patrick leans in. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. Okay, contained and controlled. Contained means it's encircled, and controlled means they're fighting it. Doesn't mean it's put out, and you won't hear the word extinguished ever, unless it's in the final cleanup of it. Yeah, July 13th last year resulted in investigations out now. If you go to KRCR Channel 7, they've got the 180-page report. They've got a link to that report. And some of the things you see in it, in that report, are very, very interesting. As, like, the Secret Service did not meet with their law enforcement partners, law enforcement elements, until 2 days before. And, you know, on for the walking post, where the troopers are going to be, the sheriff's office, the deputies. And it wasn't until 2 days before that they met with them. And then, however, at no point before, during, or after the Thursday walkthrough did state or local law enforcement receive any operations plans, briefing materials, or written security post instructions from the United States Secret Service. Critical information was not shared during the walkthrough, including stated that the plan that they planned to use as their security room, where it was, having no discussion of who from what state or local law enforcement agency would be located in the room. Now, this is just one thing. If you go to, like I said, KRCR website, and it starts off by saying six Secret Service agents have been suspended. And then you get down a little bit, and it's got the whole 180-page report in it. So, I would, you know, take some time if you're interested. But they've suspended six people, and they didn't fire them. They suspended them from anywhere from 10 days to 42 days without pay. But they also found that the reason we didn't fire them is because the whole Secret Service was at fault in the way they did it, the way they handled the whole thing. We're not going to fire our way out of this. We're going to try and fix, you know, and then they use the laser-focused. We're laser-focused on fixing the root cause of the problem. And we'll draw a line in the sand to make sure it never happens again. We'll never cross that line in the sand, which is one of the stupidest comments I've ever heard. And I hear politicians using it all the time. And start with Bush. We're drawing a line in the sand. So, a line in the sand. Wind blows. Line's gone. And you could use it as a metaphor. The wind is, you know, political, public opinion. Or little deals they make. A line in the sand. What is that? Tell me you're going to draw a line in the concrete. We're going to put a wall here. You're not crossing. This is going to be a line in the concrete. We're drawing a line here. A line in the sand. They, you know, it was purely, you know, for, political purposes. You know, it sounded good. Drawing a line in the sand here. Laser focused. There's many others like that. Okay. Those who were suspended were placed in restricted roles with less responsibility once they returned to the job. And he said disciplinary actions were in accordance with federally mandated process. Now, I will tell you, when you read that 180 pages, and I just glanced through them this morning because it just came out, they don't put any names in there. They're all redacted. It just says agent. I can understand that. As I said, no agents were fired because the Secret Service said the entire agency failed rather than individuals, and it's true.
I read it. I thought, when I saw suspended, I thought fired.
No.
That's not what they mean.
No, anywhere from 10 to 42 days without pay.
Got it.
From supervisors to line level agents. And who will ever forget that one? See, to me, after the shot was fired, which should never have happened, how the guy got up to carrying a rifle through the crowd and everybody's pointing him out, you know, nobody, you know. Anyway, that's one of the reasons they're changing. They're bringing in military level drones. They're bringing in communication complexes in trailers that they can use in any of these so they can talk to the local people, the local law enforcement, the state patrol, all of that. They, you know, these are things they've identified that, oh my God, how, you know, have they been doing this for like several years and just, you know, lucked out? Nothing happened. But the other thing too is that Secret Service agents, and I'm not trying to get into diversity or anything here, but if, you know, I'm 6 feet tall, I'd like to have as my Secret Service agents around me, have them all a minimum of 6 feet tall. 6'4" is better. Because if something does happen, they immediately, you saw what happened, they immediately surround and put their bodies in between incoming rounds and the president. And you're 5'4". And so I'm getting hugged around my waist. That didn't help me a lot. Now, on the other hand, when that happened and that Secret Service agent was pretty short, it gave that photograph that will live forever, where Trump turns around, puts his fist in the air, and he's got blood coming down his face. That, you know, that forever photograph. If he had had a Secret Service agent that should have been taller, you had never seen it because he would have covered it up. But because you had a little bit smaller one hugging him or putting themselves. And that, you know, that's heroic. And I'm not saying, I don't know if any of those agents were suspended. I wouldn't think so. Because they're not the ones that have the outer perimeters. They're the ones that have the inner, next, close-in security, for the president. You know, they're reacting when things are seen after it gets through the other, barriers, which was very porous. And then you saw the other agents coming out fully mecked up with their, you know, with the combat vests, helmets, right, you know, the rifles and everything came running out. But it was too late, as we know. And unfortunately, Mr. Corey Compentori, the firefighter that was killed, and his wife said, "I'd like to know what happened that day." And well, they've come out with a report, so maybe that will help in getting and answering some of these questions. But it was just ludicrous about what happened that day. When the guy's up on a building that there's sheriff's deputies inside the building, and the guy crawls up on the outside of a roof with a rifle, and there's people pointing. Excuse me. I mean, here's the thing. President Trump was not killed. And people would say, oh, you know, and this is the other thing that just, I just don't understand hatred for, you know, in people. Oh, he wasn't wounded. Nah, he wasn't wounded. If he'd been hit with a bullet, he would have just done all these things to him. Well, he was. It missed him. It missed it. If he hadn't turned his head, it would have gone into the side of his head. And all you people that want his death and call him a Nazi and all that, then you would have gotten what you wanted for, once you wanted. However, it didn't happen like that. And the hopefully that what this does is it rang a bell for the Secret Service, which it appears like it did. And we can protect our presidents in the future, no matter who they are, whether it's Biden doddering around or Trump out there screaming, death to a president or to anybody like that is wrong. Terribly wrong. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The Hunts are back for two nights at Blue River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers. Heating up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Fees. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Win River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, your local radio station, locally owned, locally operated, veteran, woman-owned station. There you go, right here in Redding. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility still has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. However, I believe in the big, beautiful bill, some of that green funding and that stuff went away. So, but there's still money available if you want to buy an electric vehicle. So, hey, you know, we're talking about news. And I just walked into our production room and Dave says, oh, look what John Kerry said. What?
Trump was right about the border crisis.
Well, hello. You know, when 80 plus percent of the country says that we need to close the border down and just letting people in is wrong, it's like boys competing against girls in sports. Like 80% of the country thinks Democrat, Republican, Independent said that's wrong. It's just wrong. And this is what the Democrats are hanging their hats on. You know, keep doing that, Democrats, and you won't have anybody elected into a national office for the next 8 years. Just keep that up. You've got to, you know, take a look at common sense here. And what people are going, well, that's just not right. Oh, yeah, but let's push it.
You would think more feminists would be against taking over women's sports.
Yeah, because that's exactly, and here's the other thing. You don't see girls that have said, I'm a boy, excelling in male sports. Gee, I wonder why that could be. You know, we talk about bad news all the time. First of all, let me tell you, I really like Channel 7. I like our TV stations here. I like them. And they have a website, and they have their stories on it. And I use them. I use that in Record Searchlight. But just let me go through today's, I'm just looking at it, and it just struck me. California AG declares online daily fantasy sports platforms are illegal. Okay, that's not too bad compared with the rest of the stuff I'm going to tell you. Calls for accountability grow as delayed flood alert cost 120 lives in Texas. DA reacts to teen sentencing for thwarted Evergreen Middle School attack. Reading couple accused of killing daughter get closer to summer trial. Invasive muscle penetration at Lake Orville. Reading murder suspect deemed competent. Shasta County man arrested after firing shotgun at family. Wildfire expenses rise in North State. Green fire costs to date more than triples in a day. Silver alert for missing 89-year-old lady. Tehama County search warrant uncovers stolen cards, car, drugs, firearms. So then I go down a little bit further. Chico man sentenced to 36 years in connection to attempted kidnapping and sexual assault. Inskipin burglary leads to arrest of two adults and a juvenile. Convicted felon arrested after shots fired in Oroville. Man arrested for suspected arson in Oroville. Tehama County seeks public help to locate wanted parolee. Elk Creek man arrested on charges involving child victims. These are just all the stories. I mean, this is all you're seeing, except for one. Veterinarian shares tips for keeping animals safe from declining air quality amid wildfire season. All the rest of those, when you open it up and look at it, you're going, oh my God, look at all these horrible things that are happening up here. And there's a lot of good things that are happening, but you wouldn't know it from that. So, I find that. Doesn't start your day off good. I mean, yeah, this is happening. It's news and all this. Now, it does say Red Bluff Community Unites to raise, this is over on the right-hand side, below the fold, you might say, raises $50,000 for teens in fatal dirt bike accident. 31 construction workers miraculously rescued after a partial L.A. tunnel collapse. Hundreds gather in Kerrville to mourn over 120 dead, 160 missing from the flood. The 5-year-old boy dies in hot car after mom mistakenly thought he was at school. You know, I'm not even going to read that. Somehow what, she left him in the car, the kid got into the car by himself, couldn't get out, the 5-year-old. So, as we said, you know, the in Texas, 120 dead, over 120 dead. It's a now it's just a recovery. There's still three or four missing, I think, from that camp, that tragedy. And now though they're starting to take a look at why wasn't there some kind of flood alert for there. And, you know, we had talked about this a little bit yesterday, that they had tried to put in a warning, sirens and that kind of stuff last year or a couple years ago, and they couldn't get the grant from the, no, it was longer than that, like 5 or 6 years ago, couldn't get the grant, and they didn't want to spend the money to put that out. And they're asking, well, why? Well, they're asking now. It was, you know, and of course, it's too late. The only thing you can say is, that is it going to happen again? Well, the Guadalupe River in that area was known as a flood area. You know, that was, you know, wild and flooding, you know, other times. So it's, you know, it's going to happen again. Yeah, it'll happen again. It may not happen this year, or next year, or even 10 years from now. But it'll probably happen again. And when it does, are there going to be sirens this time like they have in, you know, for tornado alerts when those things go off everywhere? Just talk to a friend. You know, Linda and I always look for, you know, horse ranches and that kind of stuff, all the United States. We're never leaving Redding, but you always look. And you look in Oklahoma, they got some good prices on, you know, brick building, you know, brick homes, and it's got a barn, and it's got fenced and cross-fenced, and it comes with its own storm cellar. Well, as soon as I read the thing, it says it's got its own storm cellar, I kind of just immediately move on to the next one. And we have some friends we had dinner with last night. He was in, they were in Oklahoma. And I think he was doing residency there, I think, and for medical. And they bought a nice little house, and they had a storm shelter there. Anyway, they are no longer there. They're back up in Oregon, where he came from, where he went to school. Because it was just because of the countryside, you know, he wanted to be up where there's mountains and rivers and stuff. But when he mentioned it, oh yeah, you know, all the homes around there had storm shelters from tornadoes. And if you have to live in an area that you have a storm shelter, I mean, how big is it? You know, what do you do with your horses and your cattle? You just kind of turn them loose and they'll run, which is what they do a lot of times. Or is the storm shelter big enough? You just bring your horses in. And if that's the case, would you want to have a storm shelter that big? Anytime I see it says storm shelters or it says alligator you know, alligator prevention fences or, you know, snake-proof areas. I just kind of like lean away from buying in that area. Okay, we come back. I want to talk about the Florida's got this idea about eliminating property taxes. And also the part of the big, beautiful bill has got gamblers crazy. And we're going to talk about those two things before we after we come back from these messages.
Reading, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's Thursday. Linda's on assignment. She was... I just read someplace that 73% of the people are not doing home repairs because of cost and all those things. Even though it could be, you know, it could lead to bigger problems later on. Well, we're having a guy come over today. We found a guy, and his name's Robert, that was referred to us from somebody else that has done a lot of work for. And this guy is really good and reasonable. And so there's just things like we had a door. It had some dry rot on it. Get all the dry rot taken out. You can't even tell. Some cabinets that needed work. And so today he's coming over to replace. Because the heat out here, and we have cedar wood sides to our house, which makes them burn really easy. And a couple of them need to be replaced. So he's coming over. He's going to do that. And a couple of the things we need to have done. So, but we have to have it done because, you know, it's gotten to the point, you know, you look at it and you just kind of ignore it and look at it again in 2 months. So we're getting that done today.
Deferred maintenance,
essentially, for what people are doing until, you know, costs come down, or which I wouldn't hold your breath on that. I don't see, you know, and the other thing is finding people to do that. We've been blessed that we found this guy, but we have another young man named Brandon who's been working with us for 16 years now. He does he does things like he put in those fountains he's the one that gets up on the roof and does things. And he and his brother have got a company that they just, they work by the hour and they do good work. They replaced our fences, all those things. So those things have to be, you know, those things have to be done. You know, when the fence is being held up by kudzu vine, it's not really a fence then. That was just a bunch of vines held together by pieces of wood that aren't attached to anything. So we put in a new fence for us. And then our neighbors who helped us pay for the fence, of course, it's, you know, and we got great neighbors, John and Martha. And then they had him do the rest of their fence on their, you know, on the back of their house. So you're lucky when you can find people like that, that you trust, they're reasonably priced. And I mean, the prices still go up every year, but it's because of material in many cases. But in Florida, okay, you ready? DeSantis wants to do away with property taxes. And yeah, doing my property taxes. Well, you know, property taxes, you buy your house and then you rent it from the county government, county state government, and you pay your property taxes every year. If you don't pay your property taxes on a house that you're already paying for on money you've already been taxed on, they will take it away from you. Oh, you haven't paid your property taxes. And I mean, it's not that simple, of course, but that can happen. So DeSantis wants to do away with property taxes. Not only wants to do it, you know, they already don't have a state income tax. He wants to do away with the property taxes. And you, as you can imagine, people from all over the country are calling there saying, doing away with property taxes. And they could be literally have the perfect storm of people wanting to come in and buy. Now, here's the question. How do you replace property tax income to the state? That's billions of dollars. How do you replace that? The ability, where are you going to generate that money? Property taxes generate $55 billion annually. And account for 18% of the county revenue, 17% of municipal revenues, and up to 60% of public education funds. The way you pay for it, because they have no state income tax, they're talking about that Florida's sales tax may need to rise from 6% to 12%. If you don't own property and you rent, you don't get hit on property taxes. I mean, not directly. However, everybody pays sales tax. So you've got people who've living in multi-million dollar homes. If they don't pay property taxes, the money's got to come from someplace. And there lies the question. People are thinking, well, it's a great idea. But other people are saying, well, why don't we take a look at this and see how are we going to replace that 18% of county revenues, 17% of city revenues, and 60% of public education funds. What are you going to do? I mean, you've already got a lot of lottery going already, I'm sure, down there, you know, whatever, you know, to help with education. But it appears as though, and this is one of the people arguing against it, it appears that as though people do not wish to actually have a thoughtful research basis on which decisions are made. Now, DeSantis kind of teased an entry tax. You want to move into Florida, it's going to cost you this much money. Yeah, that kind of thing. He says the Florida's governor said with zero property taxes, maybe we should have an entry tax. You want to buy a house here, that's going to cost you, you know, you want to move to Florida, it's going to cost you money. And in the real estate world, they said it doesn't benefit or negatively affect us in any way. Obviously, it depends on how much the entry tax would be. And at some point, either you have to be okay with paying some sort of fee or entry tax or whatever it takes to get here. And from the standpoint of real estate sales, it would be very much a positive. However, I do think in order to offset any kind of entry tax, we would have to have almost an exorbitant level based upon current migration that we have. We are not experiencing the same levels of migration we had during COVID. Who's going to build the roads? Who's going to fund the police? Who's going to fund education? There's a lot of questions of this. I mean, it sounds good, you know, because I think, you know, and it's true. I mean, you get into it, you get taxed on everything. You get taxed on the money you make. You get taxed on the things you buy already, on the money you've already been taxed. And you have your home, and you're getting paid. You have to pay, you know, you're renting it from the county. All of these things are all true. You know, we just get tax. And at some point, when are we going to reach that magic 50% plus one? In some cases, people say, hey, you're already there. Gas tax, everything they can come up with to put, you know, take your money. Okay. What was the other? Oh, okay. Gamblers. Oh, part of the big, beautiful bill. A gambler, up until this big, beautiful bill passed, they could take 100% of their losses from their game, you know, from their winnings. In other words, you win $100,000, you lose $100,000. It's, you know, it's just, that's, I mean, it's zero. You don't pay anything on taxes. They dropped it to 90%. You can only write off 90% of your losses. So that means that you win 100%. Or you win $100,000, but you lose $100,000, you still have to pay 10% on that $100,000 without having that money there. And so gamblers are just going crazy about this. They're saying, wait a minute, this is going to move gambling offshore, and it's kind of an obscure provision in the bill. And this one provision, though, is projected to raise $1 billion for the government over the next decade. And the gamblers noticed it. You know, we ought to have Randall Hempling come in and talk. He goes down to the big gambling mecca of Las Vegas and gets into the big Texas Hold'em matches and all that. And he does well. It gives the phrase cutting losses a whole new meaning because they're not going to be able to deduct 100% of their losses from their winnings. And which means that people that do make money are going to, by the time you figure out what their taxes are, they could be losing money. Even though they've won money because of the tax difference, they could lose money. So, and they're saying they'll go offshore, or they'll go across the, gamble online with, in Europe because they don't report gambling over there. You don't report gambling winnings to the IRS. A gambler who wins $100,000 and loses $100,000 one year will still owe taxes on $10,000 of phantom income because only 90% of the losses will be, $90,000 will be, you can write off. A professional who wins $3 million and loses $2.8 million in one year would have earned $200,000 but would be taxed on $480,000. First of all, this story is for most people aren't, I would say the vast majority of us aren't in that group. And if you're winning $3 million a year and losing $2.8 million, I couldn't do that. Even if I was winning $3
million. Chances are low.
Yeah, I mean, how many people is that going to affect? However, now they're gonna have to pay more than they made. So, okay. Hey, when we come back from the news, we've got Steve Bade with us, who is the assistant city manager. Can't wait to talk to him and find out what's going on, you know, with our re-beautification and our regeneration of our city. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Plugston in Washington. Search crews and volunteers in Texas are still looking for the more than 160 people still believed to be missing from the July 4th flash floods. The death toll has risen to at least 120. Andrews County Assistant Fire Marshal Jeremy Prophet says North American neighbors are helping in the search for flood victims.
We have crews from Mexico here. We have crews from Canada that have come in and are assisting us. And every week it'll be cycling through. Every day we see cycles of different departments coming in.
Trash pickup in Philadelphia should be resuming next week after the city and the workers' union reached a tentative agreement. More than 10,000 workers went on strike last week. More bloodshed in Ukraine as Russia's military continues to bombard the Ukrainian capital.
The sound of a Russian missile pelting towards Kyiv was caught on camera by an AP reporter. Russia pounded Ukraine's capital with another major missile and drone attack overnight into Thursday. The strikes caused fires in areas across the city, killing two people a day after the heaviest aerial attack of the three-year war so far. I'm Karen Shamas.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the U.S. and Russia have exchanged new ideas for Ukraine peace talks after he met with his Russian counterpart in Malaysia earlier today. He said they discussed a new and different approach, although he did not elaborate. Rubio said President Trump has been increasingly frustrated with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Last week, the Pentagon paused the delivery of some weapons to Ukraine. But now President Trump has directed the resumption of sending military assistance. Officials say the White House was caught off guard. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Job scams are on the rise.
As job seekers look for work in a challenging environment, an increasing number are falling victim to scams that promise good pay for completing easy online tasks. The Federal Trade Commission says the scams start innocuously, often with a tailor-made text or WhatsApp message. The tasks seem legitimate, but victims are then told they need to pay money to access their earnings. To avoid falling victim to these scams, ignore unexpected messages, never pay to access your pay, and avoid accepting positions where you rate, like, or leave phony reviews for products or services. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Los Angeles Fire Department says 31 workers have been safely removed from an industrial tunnel after part of the structure collapsed. The workers were up to 6 miles away from the tunnel's only entrance. Officials in L.A. say no one had major injuries. News and analysis at townhall.com. Robot umpires are set to make their in-season debut on one of baseball's biggest stages.
Major League Baseball plans to use its robot umpire technology for ball strike challenges in Tuesday's All-Star game at Atlanta, another step toward possible regular season use next season. Teams won 52.2% of their ball strike challenges during the spring training test, with 617 of 1,182 challenges successful in the 288 exhibition games using the automated ball strike system. An animation of the pitch was shown on video board showing spectators the challenge results. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops getting a brand new owner. Italian candy maker Ferrero is buying W.K. Kellogg in a deal valued at about $3 billion. The Michigan-based cereal company has been an American icon for more than a century. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Thursdays, and this is when we have the, we're having a guy come over and start working on the house. We are not, what do they call that? Maintenance deferral. Deferred maintenance. We're not doing that. We did, but now he's with us. We found him. We found somebody. So she's there supervising, which I'm sure will raise the price of having, you know, having him work there. he says, yeah, you can help all you want, but just let me tell you. He says, the longer that we talk and chit-chat and all that, my time starts when I walk up to your front door. And if you want to chit-chat with me for an hour, I love it. He says, but you're paying for it. I loved it when he said that. So I see him, I wave at him, and I say, go back to work. Don't wave at me, work. 8:06 in the morning here on the 10th of July, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Davey's here with me, and or as we call him, Davey the Dad. So
working on the... I don't know. Someone called and said we're not live streaming.
Okay.
If you hear us on the live stream, will you give us a call?
Yeah, well, you can do that just by, we have bought a new computer. We have put in a new system just for live streaming. And I'm thinking it's the carrier. It's got to be the carrier. And it's because everything we have here indicates that it's all working. So it's got to be the carrier, my friends. I'm sorry. And there's only so much you can do. And we call the carrier, and they, and there's a, always a recording that goes, oh, it happens to be an outage, you know, a squirrel ate it or something like that. Anyway, hey, the weather, we're up to triple digits today, 106 degrees and a low of 76 tonight. Now, you're going to laugh, but that's the nicest it's going to be because it gets up to 110 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Monday, and then it starts to drop to 106 on Tuesday and 102 on Wednesday. And as I said during the first hour, you know, 106, 107, who cares? When it hits 110, that's when it starts to, okay, it's getting warm out there. Because 110 means 112 in certain areas around here. You may not, you'll get 110, but there'll be other areas you're going to be hitting 112, 113, 114. So be aware of how hot it's going to be this weekend. Take care of yourself. Be aware of it. Get your stuff done early in the morning. Do not cut your grass at noon. Do not go out and do target practice in an arroyo behind your house in the afternoon. Yeah, and the reason I'm saying that is that's where one of the fires started out there at Texas Springs. Somebody did that, started a nice little fire out there, scared everybody. Just be aware of how hot it's going to be. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned, locally-owned business. Kenny family had it for 30 years. Third generation of the Kenny family is running that business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers so well. They are the ones, if you need propane, you need to talk to Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Steve Bate, who is the assistant city manager of Reading. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Okay, pull that up over right. Push it. There you go.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. Right. Now we can hear you.
Okay.
It's been a while.
It has.
Since you've been on. I think when it first started the downtown renovation.
Correct.
It's been a few years.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you a local guy, or how'd you get here?
So, I am a local
person.
Yes. I was born here, born in Mercy Hospital, and I was born and raised here. I went to elementary school here, high school here. Of course,
which high school did you go to?
I was Shasta High School.
Okay.
So Mayor Munns would be proud that I was able to put out the information. He's a big enterprise guy. So.
Well, hey.
So, yeah, I went to Shasta
High School. He moved away, though.
Yeah, yeah. He did. And then,
was he ever from here, Jack Munns?
He was, yeah. I mean, I believe so, yeah. He was. Yeah.
But he was in Nevada or something.
He went away.
State Patrol or something like that.
He was over there in Reno. Yep, working in the city.
Came back. Yeah. Got elected to city council, and now he's the mayor.
He is the mayor.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so when did you start working? I mean, what's your background, I guess I should say?
Well, I started my career at 15 and a half, so I started working at Valley Tire on Market Street.
Is that right?
That was my first job here.
Is that still there?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, they're still down there, and they're still an active business. So I drive by there once in a while and see them. It's kind of fun to see. I might need a
new set of tires here. Do I get the employee discount?
Yeah, probably not anymore.
Okay, and then?
Yeah,
then
so then after that, I worked my way through college and
what school did you go to?
I started at Shasta College,
uh-huh.
And went to Sac State, and finished at Simpson University.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you are just really a local guy.
I am a local guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so did you, then what was your degree in?
So I started out, I was going to be a math teacher. And so it was liberal studies. So I got a bachelor's in liberal studies and I was going into student teaching I didn't have a way of doing student teaching to feed myself and do that. So I ended up applying for my job at the City of Reading and trying another avenue. And so I got hired at the City of Reading in 1998.
What was your first job?
First job, I was a housing technician for the housing authority. And so.
And what does a housing technician do?
You're inspecting all of the HUD regulated rental units. You're inspecting every single unit and make sure they meet a health and safety standard.
Okay. And. Fast forward?
Fast forward. I grew up through that. I went from housing into redevelopment, and redevelopment is where I really started doing a lot of project management and getting involved with downtown. Larry Morgan brought me into that redevelopment fold and started introducing me to downtown, and that was back in 2006, 2007. So it's been some times. And then redevelopment was dissolved in 2011, 2012. And so we've been, and then after that I grew into getting other grants to kind of backfill that redevelopment dollar and moved into community development management, and then moved into the city manager's office as a deputy city manager, and now I'm the assistant city manager.
So there's deputy city managers and assistant city managers.
Yes. It depends on your duties.
Deputy further down the food chain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that'd be that's the lowest level, I guess.
You are now the director of housing. Director of Airports, and Director of Economic Development and Innovation Divisions.
Correct.
And those are pretty important ones.
They are. And I actually like how it fits right in our economic development kind of branch, along with also, we have our public transportation. So I'm also over the Reading Area Bus Authority, so RABA.
Oh.
I oversee as a director and have a great transit manager that
Well, I tell you what, helps. I see a red light blinking. What's that about? Right down here in front. Red light. Whatever that thing. Oh, that's your timer. Sorry. When I see a red light blinking and we're having, somebody saying, "Well, we can't hear your," are we back on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We were never off. It's just, I just want to make sure people, can, when they're streaming, because a lot of people listen to us streaming, that way. Well, the RABA, we've had them on a couple of times now. These new programs that you all got going with coming to your door and picking you up, $2, unless you're a veteran, then it's free.
Right, yes.
And taking you, it's like a cab service almost.
Correct, it is.
Yeah, pick up the little van or a small bus or whatever it's called.
Correct.
And take you out. What a great deal. And then you've got these, and you're working with big events, too, like the Reading Rodeo. And I don't know about Cool April Nights, but Reading Rodeo, Robert was, you know, you had two different places. You picked people up and brought them out to the rodeo grounds, helped alleviate some of the parking out, parking problems.
Yeah, and this was the first year really got coordinated well with the Rodeo Association.
Yeah.
Cool April Nights has always been in the fold for many years,
uh-huh.
you know, trying to, you know, bring the community in and out without having such, you know, parking issues and traffic issues there. So now we're advancing that. And John Andrew's been really, he stretches out in the community and connects, which has been very helpful having that, you know, energetic, you know, person that's really passionate about it out there representing your system is really helpful.
Yeah.
And most recently, last weekend when we did the 4th of July and having the Freedom Festival.
Oh my gosh,
there was my, you know, the latest email I received is we need more buses next year. So we've never had that before. And so now people I think are starting to look for it. And if you're able to go from Canby or downtown and get, you know, dropped off in that location, in that center location, whether it's Civic or Sundell area, and make, you know, the traffic flow a lot better and people aren't having to drive, park, sit in line for 40 minutes. It's really working well. And so we're going to continue those community partnerships and try to offer that service where we can.
Well, it worked really well for the rodeo and I'm, the, you know, our police have done a magnificent job as far as moving people out. And, you know, like, you know, cause I'm a member of the Rodeo Association, so I stay a little bit longer. And within, you know, but not a lot longer, say 20 minutes after the rodeo's over, 20 to 30 minutes. And then when I drive out, I mean, it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can just drive up and they're starting to pull the cones out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how fast they can move people.
Yeah, and that's, I saw that at a concert a couple weeks ago when Alabama was here. So I just heard nothing but good comments of how RPD jumped out there and moved the traffic along, and that's really...
But then having the bus lines coming in here, and it was when you go to the National Finals rodeo there in Vegas, we stay out at South Point, but there's other hotels, of course, filled with people, and it's all done by buses. And you roll in, a bus rolls in, you hop on the bus, you don't say anything to anybody, just hop on the bus, takes you down, drops you off right there at the Thomas Mack Arena. And then on the, and so you think, okay, that's the easy part. But when a rodeo's over, there's no, I mean, it's over. I mean, just lights go off, everybody leaves. There's 60,000 people in there. So you think to yourself, well, that could be, you know, it could be a headache. But it's not. They've got it set up that you're walking through these lines and you're continuously walking. And you've got three different groups of people, three different people asking you, what hotel are you going to? I'm going to South Point. Okay, there's, you know, there's your bus. Go down. What hotel are you going to? South Point. Okay, here's your bus. And before you get on, what hotel are you going to? South Point. Get on. So, and it moves like that. So, you know, like buses can move people so quickly. And Rob is being very efficient. So I see that as a win-win for the city and all the events we do.
Yeah, and it's nice to see the community embracing it, using it, even making the steps to use it. It hasn't been something that's been a service used in the past. And now we're starting to get some more ridership, but it's been a great partnership so far.
Good. Hey, we've got to take a break here. I'm with Steve Bade, the assistant city manager for Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. And there's a reason for that. They are the best. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've been around here for 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Great selection of jewelry, everything you can imagine at very fair prices. The only watch repairman, stone cutter, and jewelry designers that are there to work with you if you want to design your own piece of jewelry. And then they'll help you build it, or they'll build it for you. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only place Linda goes to shop for jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you going to cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp.
release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-U. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Welcome back. Are we going to build this city on rock and roll, Steve?
Yes, we are.
Okay, we will, because we're doing it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. My guest is Steve Bade, who is the assistant city manager. And for here in Reading, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Sam Attani was just on, the CEO there, and he's talking about the new program they've got over there for the gastrointestinal services over there at Shasta Regional. You know, many Americans suffer with discomfort of GI disorders. Well, instead of taking simple steps to diagnose and treat their conditions, chronic GI disorders shouldn't dominate your life. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, they have advanced technology along with new doctors they have. This is all they do is work GI questions and problems. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com. And like I said, I'm here with Steve Bade, who is the assistant city manager, and he is a local boy. And I mean, you can't get more local than Steve. Grew up here, went to school here, went to college here, started to, work for REU decades ago, and now.
Well, it's Housing Authority. And
well,
housing, yeah.
But did I say REU?
You did.
I didn't mean okay. REU, because we were just talking about REU yes, and what a blessing that is to the city.
Correct.
But working for, the city of Reading is now the, assistant city manager, the secundo to Barry Tippett. So, okay. Now, some of the things that Steve is in charge of is housing, airports, and economic development, innovation. Talking to the Chamber of Commerce yesterday and about bringing business in here. Is this something the city should be involved with along with private industry? I mean, Chamber of Commerce, that's their job, but how does the city get involved with that?
You know, I think our best involvement is, first, we want to be a business-friendly city. And so I think some of that first interface for a business is when they're trying to do their tenant improvements, and you're working with our building division, our development services team, our planning team, and you want that to be a good experience for them. So we've switched gears over the last probably year and a half, 2 years, and we have, you know, for big development, say whether it's Stillwater or it's a large development that's coming in with, you know, a good number of jobs, we have a one of our, you know, people that work out of the city manager's office, Jason Gibalisco. He serves as that point person for that development, and basically kind of shepherds them through that city process, whether it's through development services or public works or REU. And then on the backside of that, we have a development team, and we meet every 2 weeks so that we're able to, all of us are able to communicate and make sure that we know which projects, what phase they're at in that project, how the plan check is going, because we want them to have a good experience. If they don't have a good experience going through that permit process, then they get really frustrated with the city. And we're trying to remove that. And we hear that once in a while, and we are trying to capture that. And we capture that through our, whether it's Todd Jones at the Chamber or it's Rebecca Baer at the EDC.
Yeah, Rebecca.
Yeah, we try to get that feedback so that we can get in contact with those.
Right, truthfully, for a long time, anytime we talked about the permitting process, it was negative from people coming through here, but they didn't, the developers didn't really want to say anything because they were afraid if they said this is all, you know, blah, 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 that it would come back on them. And I haven't heard that lately. So, you know, I think what with people is when they're going through that permitting process, it's, okay, this is what you need. And then they were getting people coming back and adding things while you're in the middle of that, you know, middle building or trying to get it done. And it's not, it was city, it was county was doing their own part too. So is it kind of like a one-stop shop now where if for big projects you've got your guy kind of shepherding it through so that when they come in for a permit, it's all done. They hand it to them and they walk out.
We certainly try not. It is, you know, if it's commercial development mixed use building, they're complex. They're complex facilities. Yeah. And it does take a few times to go back and forth.
Okay.
You know, we're working on that right now. Say, just for instance, the Day Resource Center. It's a, you know, it's a day resource center with the Good News Rescue Mission, and it's a warehouse conversion into a new use. And something like that is really, those are not the easiest, but we are coaching and coordinating, collaborating with that group to make it as smooth of a process as we can. Now, you know, on the private side, it's really going to come down to how are your civil plans? How are your architectural plans? Do they meet all the check boxes that are being requested by development services? And on our side, are we responding well to the comments, whether that's from police or fire, or it's from, you know, building or calculations, those kinds of, you know, engineering side. Then, you know, are we responding adequately in an efficient manner of time? And I think we have that team now. Jeremy Pagan, the director, is doing a really good job of coordinating that and being in the pulse of that. I think it is helping out.
Well, and that's, I mean, and on top of just city, you also, in some cases, it could be county might get involved, but the state. The state, when we have O2 employment comes in here, with all the new laws that they pass continuously, that impact on business. But there are so many state regulations that we have to, you as, you know, as the city have to be the ones that interpret that. And because it's not just city regs, it's state, which have a tendency to be somewhat onerous.
Very true. And we see that on the building code. We see it on the fire code, you know, when it comes to development and, you know, or even whether it's a legislative action and it's affecting how our planning division is able to respond. You know, we want to keep that, you know, local control, but they do have a huge influence with the number of laws and regulations that are coming across. And, you know, a lot of it's, you know, whether it's earthquake, or you know, it's a seismic, or it's wildfire mitigation. Those kinds of things are important, but it's a matter of getting that information back out to the community so they understand why those new regulatory requirements are. And you know, sometimes do we agree with all of them? No, and sometimes we can't change that. Sometimes we might be a little, more restrictive because, well, maybe you are in a high fire zone or something like that. Depends on what that requirement is. But
you're looking,
we work with
looking
it.
At fire, but then I need, you know, you need a permit to put in your new hot water heater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know where that one comes from, but you need a permit to do that.
Right.
And if somebody has to come out and look at it.
Well, and now you can do that just do it online and take
there
some
you
photos.
Go.
It's a real simple process. That's some
well,
of we've done
you.
That self-permitting.
Yeah.
And so I don't remember the exact number, but Development Services has it's a large number of permits that you can go online, do that, and you do your photos, do your application, and have that.
And
completed.
That's it.
Hmm? Correct.
Well, now, see, I didn't know that. So this is a little valuable piece of information. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing little things that need permits, you can just do it online.
You can.
Send in your photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And send a photo into Taj Mahal. This is
right.
What I bought in
there
my backyard. This is my ADU. It's 433,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, I'm here with Steve Bade, who's the assistant city manager. He heads up the housing, airports, and economic development and innovation divisions here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop has been with us from the very beginning, the only place I've gotten my hair cut since I've moved to Redding in 2007, I can't say enough about Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, if you remember what that was, or Subway before that, and somebody said it was some kind of
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, see, Steve would know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'll be there today looking across the way and getting my hair cut at Cypress.
You do?
I'll go.
Oh, that's great.
I'll see Tim today, this afternoon.
Tim. Okay. Yeah. See, do you make an appointment?
I do.
That's the way I do it.
It's too easy.
Yeah. Call him at 530-244-9478 and make an appointment that works for you. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean delay,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Redding. Yes, we're still downtown. We haven't moved. They're just sponsoring our studio. Good morning, everybody. With us today is Steve Bade. And Steve, thanks for being so flexible. Because I had this opening just pop up yesterday and asked if Steve could come on, and he said, sure, you know, roll in. And he was the assistant city manager in charge of housing, airports, and economic development innovation. So we're shutting the airport down for a month. What kind of impact is that going to have?
Well, it's going to impact first, you know, the commercial flights. I mean, that's the first, you know, our partnership with United and Alaska. But,
yeah.
You know, we've been working with them for a year and a half, 2 years now, knowing that this runway
was
going.
Yeah, it was not a surprise.
No, it wasn't a surprise. We really, I mean, if we could have got it done in October of 2024, believe me, that would have been ideal. But, you know, it didn't happen. Federal funding didn't come through. We now have, you know, we're moving forward with that project and looking like October, September really is a lot of that, you know, it's going to be kicking off that project. But the bulk of the work is really in October.
Okay.
You know, through October 20th. And
somebody asked me, what impact will that have on the firefighting aircraft?
Well, I mean, I think if it's the big aircraft, they're probably going to be coming out of either Chico or Sacramento if something like that. But, you know, we had to choose the right time period because you have to be at the end of the fire season. You also need to have temperatures that are going to be able to have the asphalt be, you know, laid out. So you're really in a tough spot.
Sit there and bubble.
Yeah. And so it's a really difficult, you know, it was a difficult decision, but We have to do it. It's beyond its life. It's a safety. You know, we don't want it to become a real safety hazard. And we're out there. Our crew is out there constantly, you know, patching it, band-aiding it for many years now. And so it's time for us to get this done. And, you know, our partners have been great about it. You know, for Alaska and United, this is not a big deal for them. And they deal with us all the time in big airports for, you know, a year or 2 years. They're like, hey, we'll adjust. This is not a problem. And it's, you know, we really enjoy the new Denver service.
How is Denver going?
It's going very well.
Okay.
You know, all the feedback I hear, people have been really excited about having that leg to get you. It's a hub, and so now you're able to get to the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest link that we wanted, is having that ability to travel and giving more options for travelers. We want to capture our region, our area. We want to be that hub, and we don't want people driving to Sacramento to get on that flight.
Which people did all the time. And I'll say, you know, years ago, you know, that we went through, we tried to fly out of Redding, and I think Linda's flying out like three times. Twice we ended up having to go to Sacramento because they were canceling flights. That is no longer the case, but Sacramento has made it hard enough that flying out of Redding is just our choice now because the cost to keep a vehicle down there, all the craziness you go through in Sacramento, we could be right here in Redding.
Yeah.
Walk through TSA, hey, Carl, you know, that kind of stuff. And, and it just makes so much sense now to fly out of Redding. Maybe a little more expensive, but not when you think about the cost of gas storage of your car and all of that going down to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Now you can go to Denver and go anywhere. Yeah.
And you're able, I mean, I think the other thing is your time is worth something.
Yeah, it is.
And instead of spending 5 hours on the road going to Sacramento and back, it's 2 hours and 10 minutes down, 2 hours, 10 minutes back.
Oh, yeah. We've had to fly back into Sacramento at 11 o'clock at night after flying all day, and now you've got 2.5 hours, you're heading back.
Yep, you're heading back, and now you're flying to Reading, you got your 10-12 minute commute home. That's very nice.
It's great
at that time in the morning. So it's going very well. It's what's really
feather in our cap.
Yeah, it is. And what's really fun is hearing the number of people going to Red Rock for a concert, just going there for the weekend. They're jumping out to Denver for a weekend. They're going to see the Giants and Colorado Rockies play. And so this is why, we really wanted that commitment to the Denver route, because it's an economic development. It's a boost to our economy, and it supports our community better. So that's really the biggest items. And we'll get through this runway project as smooth as possible. Got a great contractor on, local contractor that's really, diving into this project, and I think let's hope they beat the timeline and we get open up quicker.
Okay, so put on your economic development innovation hat here, and we were just talking about Denver, which is an economic driver. What do you see happening here in this next year, Steve? I mean, we have so many. I was just talking about Channel 7, which I love their website and love the station, but every one of their stories, like 10 stories, were not positive stories. People being sentenced for murder. I mean, all these things. On a positive point, what you see maybe in the next year as far as economic development. I mean, we know Amazon's coming in.
But yeah.
What do you kind of see there on the future? I mean, are there people come in and talk to Reading about putting things here?
Yeah, and I believe, Amazon, I think, is a big – that's a big deal. And we're working hard on getting that closed. And it's going to attract other businesses. And that's really what we need at Stillwater. We need more businesses looking to develop. We're making that as shovel ready as you possibly can in the state of California. Luckily, we got our EIR done, and we can really cater to those businesses that are bringing in, whether it's an innovative business like Fabric Workshop, or local companies looking to expand. Having that activity out there is going to stimulate, and especially somebody like Amazon is going to stimulate additional.
That would be kind of like for other people that need to do things like this in California, because we're in a great, great location here for that, with 5 going north and south and east and west. Having something like the Amazon distribution center there, you could see maybe, I don't know, Google or other people saying, well, we could do that too. It's reasonable to get in here. Electricity is very, very reasonable for out there.
Right. And we have the infrastructure, right? We have the water, we have the power. Our power is very well managed and very, affordable on the market. So that is a big attracting item for large businesses to move here. So we have our EDC partners the chamber, those folks, everybody's champion our area because it's to everyone's benefit, beyond just Stillwater. I think also the city is going to continue to try and get grants. So we try to get those state and federal grants to bring those tax dollars back into our community and develop. We're looking to improve our infrastructure so that we can accommodate bigger developments, or even updating existing infrastructure that's old and antiquated, like we did in downtown, where we're able to put in all new infrastructure, build new roads.
It's so great downtown. And you and I were talking about that photo that Linda found during the rodeo, and having that big 3,000 people downtown. I hope somebody did a video of that. Because you were talking about is putting together what now?
Yes, we have a city video that we've been, Barry Tippin and I have been working, with our, it's a city and counties, management association. And so they have a national conference every year. And so over the last few years, they've been asking us to do a video of the city of Reading. We've been holding them off because downtown wasn't quite where we wanted it to be. And now that we have, our new mixed use developments, we have our streets, restoring that street grid. And we're starting to see some more private, storefronts opening up, and then public market is getting ready to kick off. And so we believe that this is a really good time for us to showcase our community. So We're doing a 5-minute video with them in September. It'll be early September, and we'll try and get that, maybe that rodeo video into this showcase, so that when we show that video at the conference to all these cities across the United States, they can see what a great place Reading is.
Well, I can see, you know, something on the rodeo, you know, like that from that night, you know, from that night, and this, the pancake breakfast. Mm-hmm. How about the Freedom Festival, where
right.
You've got, you know, all, I mean, and you guys are doing it already, but I'm just thinking of those things. If people on the river trail, you know, of course, I'm sure it'll be in there, the Sundial Bridge and all these things. They show people, well, this is looks like a great place to, you know, live and work.
Yeah, and you have to show those unique items.
Yeah.
Right? So whether it's Sundial, it's the rodeo, it's, you know, what is unique of your community
right.
compared to another, so that people will. There'll be tourists
yeah.
here, and they see it as a destination, and that's what we're trying to create. That's for that economic development side of it, what we're trying to create, whether it's business or tourism, trying to attract that and be really unique. And we're lucky to have a council that's very supportive. We've had a supportive council for a number of years, which has been a huge benefit. As I mean, you can tell, I mean, it, you know, even through our downtown improvements, not every community is getting that kind of support be that advanced. So it's wonderful.
I'm here with Steve Bate, who is the assistant city manager. He's in charge of housing, airports, and economic development and innovation. We've talked airports and economic development. Now we're going to talk housing when we get back, especially this new CEQA thing that Newsom signed. Will that have an impact on housing or not? You're the expert, so I'm going to ask you that when we get back. And we will be right back after these messages.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 10th of July, 8:50 in the morning. It's going to be a very balmy 106 today. I'm saying it's balmy because tomorrow it goes up to 110. It stays like that through next Monday. Then goes back down to 106. There's something about 106, 107 that bother me. When you hit 110, I'm starting to be a Redding person, because when I got back from Iraq and moved here, and people were, oh, it's 110. I mean, I just come out at 126 degrees. Mm-hmm. You know, you had to wear gloves. You couldn't touch anything. Your rifle would burn you. So I thought, and you can wear Hawaiian shirts, shorts, mm-hmm. drink iced tea, be in air conditioning. No, guys, it ain't too bad. But now, oh, man, it's getting hot out there. I'm with Steve Bade, who is the assistant city manager in charge of housing, airports, and economic development innovation. Let's talk housing. Housing's a problem here. I mean, it's all over. It's in California, it's a problem. What do you see in the near future and further out, Steve?
In the near future, one of our biggest, you know, efforts is to improve the housing stock in the community. And that's, you know, you can see that, and, you know, here I hit on downtown again, but we did infuse a number of residential units in downtown, and it's bringing life to downtown. It's bringing people that are able to live, work, you know, downtown. And it's also under a, you know, they're good rates on those units because of the financing. But if you look beyond that, and one of our biggest voids right now is not having home buyer units for our number of home buyer applicants. And it's because the market is so competitive that those houses that they're usually in the market for are typically bought by investors and turned into rentals. So we, a couple of years ago, we were awarded an infrastructure funding from the federal government and administered through the state. And it's a result of the Carr Fire. So because we had – the city of Redding owns 112 acres that is considered a Carr Fire scar area.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to get $22.5 million to build the infrastructure to create the subdivision.
Okay.
And so we are converting that 112 acres into a single-family subdivision.
Is that happening?
Yes, we're
oh, okay.
Right now. Our application has been submitted for that subdivision, and we're working on that.
No, so then a contractor comes in,
correct,
and then they'll build the houses, and the city sells that to the.
We're tasked right now to mm-hmm. because we're the owner of the property and we are the grant administrator. We're tasked to develop the 112 acres into a subdivision, and so we're using this as a model subdivision because we want it to be fire wise. You know, we want to have the right fire mitigation.
Sure.
We want the home stalls to be fire resilient. The landscaping, the exit routes, the evacuation, all those things are being considered. And so it's taking our application, you know, a little bit of time to go through all these processes and analysis to get it, because we want to get it right. Now, when we get done with the infrastructure, you'll basically see a subdivision that has got the roads, curb gutter, sidewalk, and dirt lots.
Okay, so the infrastructure will be there.
Yes.
Well, who builds the homes then?
Then we'll put it out for
a bid.
For basically, we're going to put them out there available to developers to build specific houses. The houses will be
working family,
correct,
housing, because that seems to be a real shortage of that. People got jobs.
Yes.
But, you know, and they've got kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old 3-3-2
mm-hmm.
that, you know, happened after World War II, mm-hmm. and, you know, with that huge building. But 112 acres, you can put quite a few homes in there.
So we have a requirement to get at least 120. Now, the property will develop
120 homes.
120 homes.
Okay.
And so it's not real dense compared to what the property could actually,
yeah.
The density it would allow it to be up to 300 units or some crazy amount.
That would
be
crazy.
We're wanting to do the, you know, respectful 120 single family units that is, you know, it's the community, what our buyers typically look for. They want to have a little space. They want to have somewhere to
sure.
throw their boat, those kinds of things. And so, yeah, you're exactly right. It's workforce housing. And this is for those working professionals out there that are, you know, they're They pay their own mortgage. They're looking just to get into the housing market.
Yeah, they're making $100,000 a year, but they can't. They cannot get into the housing
market.
Correct.
And we want to have homeowners. That just makes your community more secure and solid. And that's what we're. So that's a big development. We are the.
I had not heard.
You haven't heard that one. It's, So we're in the application process. Oh. We'll be going to Planning Commission probably. I would say early October now. It's taking a little longer for some of the studies to be completed.
Sure.
And so we're working through. Our planning division has that application. They're working through that right now. So it should be a
fire hardened area.
Yeah, it's going to be. I mean, it's right on that west side fringe.
Got burned. I think I know where you're talking. Which road is it off of?
To the west of it's going to be Buenaventura.
Okay.
And then to the east is going to be the other River Highlands, the neighborhood right there. Americana.
Yeah.
And so it's in between that check of land right there.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just to be really well thought out, you know, between our planning division and, you know, we have our fire staff involved with that design and a number of people, you know, building division, people that are really passionate about what they do at the city.
Well, we need that.
Okay, we got that chance.
And if it's working family, you know, so the houses will be like, what, under four?
Yes, that's our goal. I think that they'll land somewhere between 350 and 400.
Well, see, you know, we have House Realty on every month, and our MLS is like 600. But at one point, it was 300. And that's horrible. 600, 700, okay, but it should be around 1,200 or more houses out there. So putting in a subdivision like this is really going to help not only for people that need the homes, but people, you know, businesses that say, where are the people going to live?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
Well, you get somebody like Amazon coming in.
250 employees they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just the employees working at the facility. Yeah. That doesn't count the drivers.
So 200 of those.
Yeah. And so you're looking at where are they going to be housed? And we have a housing market that I think even the rental market is probably less than 3% right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been like that for many years. And
Here's a step that y'all took and was the VRBOs, short-term rentals.
Mm-hmm.
City took a step a year, maybe 2 years ago now, to say, hey, we need to take a look at this because we don't have any rules, really. Mm-hmm. And they limited the number of them, which is a great idea. And they limited how many you could put in an area.
Correct.
Because if you live on a street and all of a sudden you're surrounded by, you know, short-term rentals, things change.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all addressed that. And because people trying to rent something, it was hard for them to find. And you go into short-term rentals, and you get a lot of them. I mean, you can't afford them.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So and I really like this idea about I'm so glad I heard about the subdivision. I mean, to me, that's future.
Yeah, it is. And I think we're going to be, you know, producing a model subdivision. The other developers will come in. They will look at these, and they're probably going to apply it to their next development.
So let's hope so.
And you'll see this around the state and in these, you know, where communities have had fires. They're turning to this model, and it's really, I mean, future thinking. It's that visionary innovation type.
Are you going to say that, hey, we want this to be under $400,000, we want that $325,000 house to the developer?
Yes.
Is that going to be part of, like, in the request RFP or something like this?
That's already been in place because we wanted to make sure that the homes would fit on these lots.
Oh, okay.
And so you're considering that with all your setbacks.
1,500 square feet?
Yeah, it's that average square foot. Yep. And it can get up to a little bit higher than that. Yeah. I mean, if you have a little larger family, and of course. So we're thinking of those things.
You heard it first here, my friends. And I think that's a wonderful idea. Because you got, you know, people coming back out of college and all this, and they've got a job, but, you know, they want to raise their family. And we just, it's difficult to find houses.
It is. Very difficult. Yeah. So we're trying to make that happen. And, you know, we also try to partner with other vacant lots when we can.
Okay. Yeah. So 112, how much? How many?
112 acres.
112 acres. Yeah. That's a pretty good size.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we got we got a minute and 30 seconds left. So what do you want people to know, Steve?
Well, I think that it's important for the community that we are trying to be, you know, trying to be that unique location or be business friendly so that we're able to, you know, we want to improve our sales tax base. We want to improve our property tax base. Those kinds of things because it only helps our community thrive and we want it to be a safe, you know, public safety is a big, you know, big challenge every time we go through budget or, you know, daily. We're just trying to make that better and better. And we have, you know, great leadership in getting that done. And mm-hmm. so I think that it's important just to see that we're trying to attract more, be a hub for this area, you know, and that commerce hub. We want to be that for the Northern
more.
California. More.
We want
yes.
to be also a tourist hub.
Correct. We do want to be a tourist hub. Yeah. And we see that as we see our TOT, you know, improving and, you know, it's, and we have its yeah. ups and downs, but we do monitor that, you know, that way.
Sure.
And so, we want more of that, and we want our hotels full. We want our activities. We want to have more parties in the street. You know, we're looking at downtown. Look, stay tuned for the, you know, entertainment zone that's coming out. That's going to kick up downtown a bit.
Oh, yeah,
so
I saw
watch
that.
For some
you
of
can,
that.
You can walk from with a adult beverage.
Yes, you can.
Down the street.
Right.
Oh, instead of having to chug it before you leave.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Which
take
doesn't
time
help anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Steve, thanks so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it. You know, I've had, you know, of course, Barry's been on, and now you, that you never back off from a question. Now, somebody called in asking about how much it costs for a permit, and it was a question, why does it cost this much? Well, when Steve heard that, he's going to go back and find out, one, if that's true, mm-hmm. and he'll come back and he'll say, he'll tell me why. And we'll certainly. Address that tomorrow.
Certainly.
Sure. Steve, thanks a lot
okay.
for being with us. Homegrown boy, it's done
yeah.
good.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Hey, tomorrow, Patrick Gorman's going to join us talking about legal things going on in our area and a few other things. Have a great day. It's going to be 106. Be careful out there. Hydrate. And God bless America.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.